Has the rough, gray, cold winter worn you down? Dreaming of escaping to someplace far off that's warm and colorful, with great music, fine wine, like, say, the islands, or the French Riviera, or better yet, Emmaus. Yes, Emmaus, where the new Arts and Innovation Center Juxta Hub is throwing a French Riviera-themed celebration called the Collection Soiree on Saturday evening, March 28th. Mix and mingle with artists, creators, and collectors at the Soiree, an annual fundraiser presented in part by Embassy Bank and featuring exclusive works by Juxta Hub resident artists, and celebrating Juxta Hub's vision of building a community designed to encourage collaboration in the creative process, a space where art and technology intersect, and providing opportunities for people to gather, create, and grow. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm joined by Juxta Hub's Executive Director, Ryan Hill, and by Kat Collins, one of Juxta Hub's resident artists. So welcome, Ryan and Kat. Are you bringing a little French Riviera with you today here?
Gladly, yes. Happy to. That was a fantastic introduction. Thank you so much. I want to go to this party now.
Yes. Anything's
I mean,
better.
I did before. I really did before. Don't get me wrong. I am going. But that made me really want to go.
I can't think of a better winter to be followed by a better event than a French Riviera thing soiree.
Exactly.
In fact, Kat, it's interesting to me. It's going to be a wonderful evening, but it's also going to celebrate and showcase the resident artists that are an important part of the Juxta Hub programming and reason for being. And I understand you have work in the soiree collection as well?
I do. I have a brand new piece coming out in that collection. All the artists do.
Okay.
This will be revealed for the first time that night and available, and I'm excited for it. And the artists have been very excited and looking forward to this event.
We'll talk a lot about the soiree, actually, but before we do, what brought you to Juxta Hub? What was your journey there? What does Juxta Hub fulfill for you as a visual artist?
For me as a visual artist, I think that first off, I'm not in my basement and I have a window.
There is that.
So that's always a bonus. I get to actually see outside. But besides that, the biggest part for me was community and being around other artists and having that experience again, being able to talk to people that weren't just my cats or my four walls, because I also worked from home.
Yeah.
So I didn't get out a whole lot. And it's just been a nice avenue to have that expression again. And it's also a place where I now feel comfortable inviting people into my space to be able to come see my art, to look at my art, to visit. Juxta Hub has brought a lot of opportunities that way with their Jux Tuesdays and open houses and getting my name out into a larger audience as well. And so it's been a big growth for me as an artist.
And Ryan, you were telling me before we went on the air, you've actually got, just to jump ahead a little bit, you've welcomed 6-7 new artists recently. I mean, it's growing quickly.
And so far in this calendar year, there have been 7 new artists who have moved in. We're actually pretty much at capacity now.
We
have everybody's pretty much in. We've got one kind of flex studio that we have all the art in right now, so we're not really keen on putting anybody in there just yet.
More storage space at the moment.
Yeah, they'll also probably serve as a classroom. So technically, we have one open studio, but technically, we do not because I think we're pretty full. I think we're good.
That's obviously meeting a need in the community.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it was when we put out the call for new artists to come in towards the end of last year, we got a decent amount of interest, and the vetting committee kind of worked very hard to get people in, and 7 very talented artists are now part of, I think, what's a total of now 23 artists as resident artists at Juxta Hub.
And we'll talk a little later about Juxta Tuesdays as well, an opportunity to meet those artists. But so is the soiree and their work. What spurred the idea of the soiree? Why that theme? What were you looking to accomplish as a community fundraiser, of course? But
so Tyrone Webb had an idea that I know that he was working with the artist. And when I came on in April of last year, this was something that was being talked about.
Okay.
And then there was a bunch of iterations of it. But essentially what it boiled down to was the artist wanted to create exclusive brand new work that had never been seen before. That basically the only way you're going to get a chance to get this is to come to this event.
Okay.
And it was also just an interesting way to highlight the artists specifically, and do something that shows that JuxtaHub is looking to, you know, work with the artists to get their names out there, because we are looking to create opportunities for artists, professional opportunities, meaning we want them to be able to make some money.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, when you come to the soiree, you are supporting not only these artists, some of the best artists in the Lehigh Valley, you're also supporting an organization that's trying to make more things happen in the Lehigh Valley art-wise too. In addition to, you know, starting an art collection, that's another thing. People who have not started an art collection yet, this is a fantastic event to do that. The prices are going to be from the hundreds to the thousands, but there's going to be accessible pieces there for you to start a collection with.
And in a comfortable environment to kind of browse and relax and talk with the artists. I think it can sometimes be intimidating probably to someone new to collecting to walk into a quiet, silent gallery with one person. And, this is a very different environment. There will be music and fine wine and food and such,
So the Dan DeCellis Trio, jazz trio, will be there. We also have curated cocktails from Catherine Armstrong.
Okay.
Glad I nailed that name. I've met Catherine, and I've asked Kat 8 times, I think, what her last name is as I've prepared press releases, because I cannot seem to get it into my skull. And also food catered by Kathy's Creative Catering out in Catasauqua. Catered food, curated cocktails. There'll be wine there also. Obviously, it's a French Riviera themed. You got to have some red wine out there too. And there will also be this music. And just, you know, the core committee for this is also going gangbusters right now to try to make sure that we turn this into exactly how you said it in the beginning. Like, you're going to come in from the cold here and into this vibe of warmth, kind of nice soft lighting and just great music. You know, we want this to be an annual event that grows and grows with the organization.
I'm encouraging folks to think about dressing with a French Riviera flavor. Mm-hmm. Kat, you and I were laughing about we might need to build a Pinterest board for folks to do your Googling, which should be fun and visually beautiful. Kat, for you as one of the artists involved with planning this, again, what's the excitement or the how does it feel for you to be showcased in this way or to have your work showcased in this way?
I think one of the biggest things in having it this way is it shows that JuxtaHub stands behind their artists and believes in them.
Right.
You know, which means a lot to us in the fine art world because we don't always get that as artists, and especially when we're doing our own thing and solo things.
Yeah.
To have an organization that says, hey, we're going to do this for you, and it benefits JuxtaHub, it benefits the artists, and it benefits the community. So all around, I think it's just a wonderful thing for them.
And Ryan, the original work that the artists are creating for this event, for the collection, essentially.
Yes.
I understand it's going to be like that work can only be seen in the context of JuxtaHub, that evening's event.
It will stay on display.
Okay.
However, spoiler alert, it will be a little bit more expensive to buy if you wait until after the collection purchase it.
Okay.
So essentially, this is your first exclusive ability to, you know, get this at those prices.
And if someone is interested, all they need to do is go to the JuxtaHub website, of course.
Exactly. JuxtaHub.com.
Yes. So thinking along these lines, also, we'll have a Jux Tuesday coming up soon. But
exactly.
So this show is airing on Monday, on the, what is that, the 9th?
Yes, the 9th. Today is the 9th. we are in today now.
Oh, which I'm traveling. Okay. No. And so tell me a little bit about the Jux Tuesday, because it seems, again, to complement what you're trying to do with the soiree as well, in a sense.
So we've been doing this since before I got there. But the second Tuesday of the month is an open house from 6 to 8 o'clock. And actually, Kat will be doing a demonstration on the one coming up on, which is tomorrow, the 10th.
Right.
There will be a Jux Tuesday tomorrow, the 10th. Not, well, you know what I mean. Kat, do you want to talk about your demo real quick?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't have it planned yet. No,
you only have 24 hours.
That's right.
I have a rough idea of what I'm doing and probably demonstrating how I paint and what I do, because it is abstract and intuitive. And I tend to build layering with collages and all kinds of stuff. And painting quite large is what I'm doing right now.
Okay, interesting.
So I think I'll just do a demo of that and how I throw paint around.
And the demo element is part of every Juxta Tuesday
that
as well.
Yes, we've added recently. We want to continue. We want people to make sure that they feel that there's a reason to come back multiple times.
Oh, that
that makes each
sense.
Time they come, that there's something a little bit different that they can learn about.
Right.
And you know, typically we have one of our staffers, Molly, in our ceramic studio, throwing on the wheel.
Okay.
So you know, if you want to kind of watch somebody do that, because we have these great ceramics classes, two incredibly talented ceramics instructors, and Lisa Caruso and Deb Salata. We're actually adding Megan Padden to that mix very soon. I'm very excited about that. And so, you know, that's on display there, too. Sometimes we're going to have community art pieces that they can collaborate on.
Okay.
And there's also free food. And Jurgis is usually there selling beer, too. So, yeah, every second Tuesday of the month. And it's all ages. People bring their kids, because we often try to make sure that there's something for kids to do. We want to make sure people are aware that, you know, this is an intergenerational place where we are serving, you know, communities of all different ages. We have a summer camp that we have launched for ages 6 to 12. Kat's actually teaching at that, that I know we'll talk a bit more about in a little later.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're there for everybody. And, you know, we are right across the street from Chestnut Ridge, owned by Phoebe Ministries. And every Chestnut Ridge resident gets a complimentary membership to Juxta Hub, so they can take some classes for a little less money. And there's also some classes we offer that end up being free for them to attend. I think your question was originally about Juxta Tuesday, and then I went hog wild about
organization. Well, we actually introduced Juxta Hub to our listeners back in October with more of a broad overview, but it's good to revisit because it is. It's relatively new. Kat and I were talking a little bit again before we went on air. It was several years in the planning, but recently open to the public and blooming. And having the resident artists. And again, on a Juxta Tuesday, you can meet the resident artists again, right?
Yes.
With open studios, that kind of element again. Getting to know the artists, which I think is important for the community as well, not just the work, but people behind the work. You've been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon right here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we're talking about Juxta Hub, the nonprofit arts and innovation center in Emmaus, its upcoming French Riviera-themed collection soiree fundraising event, and its new summer camp program for young artists and creators with Executive Director Ryan Hill and resident artist Kat Collins. All three of us will be right back right after this short break.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices, including classical music 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, Sunday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., and Sunday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. WDIY Classics covers all eras from medieval and baroque, romantic to modern. Listen for birthday tributes to composers, interviews with local artists and conductors. For more information, WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and my guests tonight are Juxta Hub's Executive Director, Ryan Hill, and Juxta Hub resident artist, Kat Collins. Juxta Hub will host its annual fundraising event, the French Riviera-themed Collection Soiree, on Saturday evening, March 28th, and has launched a wide-ranging new creative summer camp program for 2026, along with all the other exciting and colorful programming, which we're going to talk about now. We'll start out, before we forget, there are classes year-round. I mean, there's more than a demo or just the one-off events. There are classes year-round, obviously, at Juxta Hub.
Exactly. There's classes in everything from visual arts. We also have performing arts classes.
Okay.
The improv classes that we run are particularly popular. And we have ceramics classes. We actually, a week from today, start our next round of ceramics classes. We have a beginner's ceramics class. We have Adventures in Wheel Throwing, which is for all levels. And we have an intermediate ceramics class, too.
Okay. And Kat, you've just finished teaching a class, I believe?
I did. It was the never-ending class.
she was. Weather really got her.
Oh, no.
It was supposed to be a four-week class in January, but every Sunday it decided to snow.
Right,
so it got progressed and progressed. But we're literally wrapping up now this week and last week and next week. And then we'll be finally finished. But I do have more classes coming up starting in April.
Okay.
April 11th is my next class, which is, I call it painting emotional weather, which is using intuition and emotions to paint and create an abstract landscape based on that.
I know, looking at from your work online and from your website, et cetera, that's similar to how you would describe how you work, essentially, as a painter. That's interesting. Do many of the resident artists teach? I mean, I know there are folks that are teachers that are they're from outside of Jux as well.
There's a few who teach, and there's a few who teach who are not resident artists, who are artists either residents somewhere else or are just artists in the community too. We are open, if there's anybody who has an idea about something they'd like to teach, so long as they are qualified to teach it, we're all ears.
Okay. And the makerspace is another kind of classroom, an opportunity for learning and teaching. Could you describe that for the listeners if they're not familiar with it?
I'm very excited about this because we call this our convergent makerspace, which is the convergence of physical and digital. And we've just hired, she's been there for a month, Lauren Hugler, who is a very talented maker and creator, who is going to basically ramp this up so that we are going to be able to start offering memberships to the makerspace. And with that, you'd get access to our 3D printers or our laser cutter or some of the other different modules that we have, other different tools and things that you can just take a class, get trained on, and then you would be able to get access during certain times, with this monthly membership, or you can it can be annual. We are still hammering out those details. We anticipate launching this on May 1st.
Okay.
That's where we're at right now. Lauren has been going gangbusters on this since she got there. I actually, 7 hours earlier than this airs, have a great meeting with her where she's going to lay it all out for me, and I'm really excited to find out more. But so essentially, we also then have that digital aspect of it where we have these VR goggles, XR, augmented reality apps and things like that where you can kind of create in the 3D world, in the digital world, and you can make that a real 3D thing via our printers and such. That's all the creation. I'd love to bring her here at some point in time to talk more about that because she is much better at talking about that than I am.
I think you're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
And there's a possibility of, in the future, an arts and crafts fair, an outdoor event?
We are working on this. We are calling it the Juxta Fair. And looking forward, we've got a team working on this, on debuting at some point this year, an outdoor arts and crafts fair. We have this nicely sized parking lot, this kind of beautiful grass area. We've also got a pond, the Furnace Dam Pond is right behind us, too. So we have this campus that we can use, and we want to kind of see what we can do with the outdoors. We've produced everything indoors so far, and we are very much looking forward to producing something outdoors via this fair. But details soon to come on that. That's getting worked out in these next few weeks.
And there's an ongoing series of exhibitions. Currently, Resurgence is the current exhibit. Kacking, either of you talk a little bit about Resurgence and about what's coming next?
Yeah, Resurgence is a current show that's going on. It involves Jeremy Seitz, it's Emily Strong, and Al Johnson. They're all Lehigh Valley artists who are fairly well known. A fantastic show, and just putting together more abstract things in the show that bring out this kind of feeling of resurgence for them. After that ends, which I believe
this Friday,
it will be a very short show of the brand new 7 artists that are with Juxta Hub, just to give them a little promo and say, hi, how are you?
Right.
Introduce them, and then it will be time for the soiree.
Okay.
And then we're working on planning out the rest of the year with gallery shows.
And what are the hours for the public before we move on? Because I realize I never mentioned that.
No worries. Tuesday through Thursday, 3 to 8. Fridays, 3 to 9.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And they can see the exhibitions,
exactly.
The galleries, et cetera, et cetera. And we don't want to miss either. I was really impressed when I looked at the layout, kind of the vision, how all-encompassing the summer camp program is. Could you talk a little bit about that? I mean, it's really interesting. Different levels, different ways to put the programming together for the students or the campers.
This is something, when I talk to people in the community, in the Emmaus community, the Western Lehigh Valley, this was one of the main things they said they wanted us to be doing because the other arts camps that are offered in the Lehigh Valley aren't the easiest to get to for people that are in our area. They're not impossible by no means, but if you could put something in their backyard, they're going to want to do that. And last year we dipped our toe in the water. We worked with a gentleman named Ryan Sutcliffe out in Nazareth who came in. He brought in his 3D printers and we did a mini 3D printing camp for, I think it was 8 to 10 year olds, and it sold out nearly immediately. Mm. We got such amazing feedback on it. And so we kind of took that into planning for this summer camp, which is ages 6 to 12. And there are, for 6 to 9-year-olds, there's full day options where they're going to get ceramics, they're going to get painting, they're going to get fabric, they're going to get drawing. callings, a lot of different things they're going to work through a day. The 10 to 12 year olds, there are half day intensives, including a 3D printing. We actually, Ryan is coming back and working with us, and that's actually what's selling right now. Those are going fast, as a matter of fact. But there's half day intensives on 3D printing, on ceramics, on fabric arts, and things like that. So that's the structure of it. Kat is going to be teaching at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will be teaching in the afternoons.
Yeah, you were clear about that.
I clarified that.
Yeah, you were clear about that. Yeah.
You want to do the early mornings, yeah. But then I'm teaching all ages too.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a camper or I'm a parent of a camper, is there like a laid out curriculum runs through it, or can I put it together? Like how do the components work, so to speak? How do
no,
I
that's
put the menu?
We have laid out a curriculum. We have a schedule specific for it. That's not what, because we want a little bit of flexibility, because there's sometimes that teachers kind of come and go. We're actually finalizing things with our teachers right now. We can't straight up say, oh, they're going to definitely do this, and this.
Yeah.
We do have a roadmap that's there where we know like the 6 and 7 year olds are going to probably start their day. And it also depends on the week. Each week has a slightly different schedule. Each week has a slightly different theme. So each week is going to have a slightly different schedule, because we obviously want to make sure that if there are people who are repeating, that they get something a little different each time.
Yeah.
So that's how I would summarize it as of right now.
And this is in July and August, correct?
Yes, July and August. It's 4 weeks right now. We do intend to expand to 8, whether that's next summer or the summer after, we'll see.
Okay.
But for right now, we wanted to, again, ease into this. Summer camp is an intense thing. And so we gave ourselves 2 weeks, a break, and then 2 more weeks, which
wise
I feel was a brilliant move by me, straight up. I will be very happy about that on that third week where we're like,
I've done this before. My father ran children's camps many years.
Really?
And so getting back into this, I remember it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, too.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
What a great opportunity for the kids. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the opportunity. I mean, obviously, the Emmaus School District, the East Penn School District, they have a lot of talented art teachers and such.
Yeah.
And, but there's just still not enough access to arts for children. A lot of those programs are getting cut left and right. In different places. And so especially us, we're trying to make sure that there's an innovation focus on this. I'm very excited for 2027 when Lauren can work on programming alongside Nina, who is our programming coordinator, who has been working on putting together the camp. And so we can expand it and add more technological components to it also, some more innovation, quote unquote, things that can really make it a unique experience in the Lehigh Valley.
And registration is open.
Also juxtahub.com /summer camp.
All right. It's interesting to me to think, how long has JuxtaHub actually been what you would consider open and fine? This is an enormous amount of programming, energy, and activity in a short amount of time, really
Thank you.
Vibrant. You
Thank
know.
You. I appreciate that. We've been working very hard, and especially when I started, I was the one full-time staffer.
That's what I thought, yes.
And then, we were able to hire some help, hired on Nina in September. So right now there's 3 full-time staff, 1 part-time staff.
Okay.
We're trying to hit the ground running as much as we can. So to answer your question, technically, we opened last February, about a little over a year ago, when our resident artists moved into the building.
Okay.
We started being open to the public for public hours in September.
Okay.
Actually, we came on last time, when Shay and I came on, that had just happened. So it just kind of depends on how you want to define open. The building Jux Tuesdays that were actually happening in that building before February, before the renovation, where it was just one room you could get to, and that's where they had all the programming. Jux Tuesdays before I got on there and before that building was renovated. Because we are past phase one of a 3-phase plan to turn that building into the arts community center that area needs.
Okay.
And basically, when it's all finished, there will be a black box theater in there with, performing arts, I know that's what you're excited
My
for.
My eyes get big, yes.
comedy, music, and such. There will be a commercial kitchen that people can rent out, a big grand lobby. Phase 2 involves an area that we're still talking about what that potentially could be. But, we are past phase 1. We need to do – there's a bit of fundraising that's going to need to happen to get to phase 3. So come to the collection suite.
Exactly. I was going to say. And sad because there's so much going on. We could talk for forever. But just about out of time, I will remind the listeners, the French Riviera themed collection soiree at JuxtaHub on Saturday evening, March 28th. You will be sorry if you miss it. You need to be there. And The summer camp program is open for registration. Juxta Tuesday is tomorrow night in our time-traveling way. Exhibitions are ongoing. Classes are ongoing. The excitement is ongoing. Congratulations and good luck to you. But congratulations, primarily. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate that.
And thank you, our listeners, for being with us today, of course. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.